It's a special day, Mr. Joyner. Good morning.
Get your tickets now for Think Like a Man 2 tonight.
Got them.
J. Anthony Brown.
What you doing, Tom? Jonah, baby, what is going on, man?
And Mr. Box Office.
This is the hardest working man
in the movie business. Ladies and gentlemen, from Philadelphia, today in New York, Kevin Hart.
What up, Jay? What up, Simba? What up, Tom?
You are up.
Kevin.
I'm up. You hear it in my voice. I'm up.
I'm ready. This man is putting the work in.
He's a
billionaire, superstar, and he gets up early.
He's
in the morning.
Biggest little man in show business. Y'all put your hands together for my main man.
What up, Kev?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? First of all, what's up, everybody? I'm up.
You up?
I'm here, man. I'm ready. I'm on this train. I'm here.
You're working hard, man. Like your rent overdue or something, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, Tom. If I dare myself to not work hard when I got guys like yourself as an example and J. Anthony Brown as an example. And Sybil, I'm going to throw you in there, even though, you know, I'm going to throw you in there because you're part of the family. But I know what they done physically. Physically, I know what they've done. I don't know, Sybil. I don't know what you've done. But I got to just throw you in there because you're part of the family.
Well, thank
but
you.
I dare myself to sit up here and not have a reason to work hard when I get to a certain level and not apply myself. Like, come on, stop it, man. I got great examples. You know, I went in your office, Tom, and you had the airplane seats that you flew on. You know how much money you got to have to tell an airline, give me those seats? Hey, I need those seats I sat on.
You know how much work you got to put in. You know how many miles you got to fly. In,
yeah, Tom might have flew the first 200 billion miles ever on air. I don't even think they got a card for what you did, Tom. Like, now they got all this platinum. Them a diamond. They don't got a card for what you did.
No, it's clear. It is. my card is clear. It has no color.
No color at all.
No,
either way,
no.
I'm up. So call us a color if you want to. I don't care. I'm up. We out here. Kevin Hart, I'm part of the Tom Joyner Morning Show right now, and I'm excited about it.
This is going to be here this morning.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be monumental. Around.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All morning.
And we got lots of guests coming this morning too. Guy Tory is coming by.
We got Guy Tory.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna be able to understand nothing Guy say. You know, this is Guy. Jay, you know, like I know.
I'm with
this
you
guy
on that.
Got
you can't
teeth.
Understand anything yeah. any of the Tories say. There's not a good talking Tory.
No, there's not
a good talking Tory.
There's not. One of them is too strong and one of them teeth job didn't go good. Guy is going to be overpronouncing every word he
yes,
says.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he's considered the nice Tory, and that's a stretch right there.
Yeah, Guy Tory is going to be coming on this morning.
I can't wait.
Terrence J., one of your co-stars in Think Like a Man 2.
Terrence J., a.k.a. Baby Oil Me Terrence. Let me tell you why we call him.
What?
Let me tell you why we call him Baby Oil Me Terrence. You know, we had to film a lot of this movie with our shirt off. Terrence felt the need to put baby oil on through the whole movie. I'm going to tell you, look, Tom, we couldn't speak to Terrence because if you put your hand on his shoulder, you would slide to his lower abdomen. Like, there was no holding on to Terrence ever. He was an oil spill. He was an oil spill the whole shoot.
Okay. And so he was shiny?
Oh, my God. Shiny's understand. We never knew. We thought somebody was having a baby the whole tape. Oh, somebody out here having a baby. No, Terrence just got here. No, that's Terrence guy. Terrence got a bunch of baby oil on. But he applied himself, and Terrence kills this movie. So I'm happy to talk to Terrence. He does an amazing job. I think like man, too. But I'm going to kill him about the baby oil. Who else we got?
Okay. From your last two movies, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. We're going to have a hard time making this tough personality smile on air. Cube might have the strongest face in show business. I've never seen a man more afraid to smile in my life. I keep telling Cube NWA and the whole thing, like that was years ago. Let it go, man.
Let that go, man.
Let it go, man.
I mean, with all your success, man, come on, you got some money you saved up.
Smile.
You don't even have a Jerry Curl no more. Why are you angry? Like, come on, hard cheeks. Get out of here, man.
I'm with you, man. You ain't got to get up in the morning and match your clothes. You just put on dark colors and you're good, man.
All you do is put on a dark shirt with no buttons and jeans and some sneaks that don't really need laces. Why are you mad, man? Smile.
I'm angry, man.
Yeah, come on. You don't even shave. Get up, man. Get up, hard face. I love Cube, man. That's my ride-along partner. I love Cube today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got Ice Cube and then the regulars. We got Don Lemon and
Don Lemon! Look, what if I got it more excited about Don than anybody? We got Don Lemon!
Why are you getting so excited?
What if you had a lotion story about Don Lemon? What if you had a lotion story about Don Lemon?
All I hear is me go, wait a minute, we got Don Lemon! Well, now hold on. I know we had everybody else, but now this is crazy. I can't wait for Don. Forget all this movie talk. I got to talk to Don.
and we got Huggy, and we got Chris Paul, and we're going to have some fun.
I love them
this
all.
Morning.
Y'all, this is crazy. You got all my friends. Chris Paul, me and Chris Paul on our off weekends are over each other's house nonstop. Our sons are really good friends.
No, this is the comedian Chris Paul.
Not the basketball player?
Not the basketball.
Oh, there's two Chris Pauls.
Yeah.
We have the other Chris Paul.
Look, watch how I clean this up. Oh, man, well, I'm quite sure he's a great guy, too. Can't wait for his son to come over to my house with the other Chris Paul. We're going to have a good time. Oh, okay. Okay, Kev. Hey, the funny thing is how Tom
got
me off.
We've got the low-budget Chris Paul.
And Tom said,
we got the low-budget.
Listen, I was asking myself, why is Chris, in my head, why is Chris Paul?
We don't have big
terms.
Money, Chris Paul. Okay, we got. He's a good guy, but he's just a little.
Hey, in my mind, I was like, "Why is Chris Paul calling in this early? It's early right now. What do you got to talk about? What's going on?"
Okay, player, yes, give me a number. What do you think? Think Like a Man 2 is going to do this weekend?
This is one of Jay's tricks.
One of your tricks.
Yeah.
Do y'all really want my honest number?
Okay. Give me your honest number.
My honest number. I'm going 41.
You going 41?
Baby, that's good.
41.
I was going to say that. What were you going to say, player?
Jay?
I'm going to say right there, 41, 45.
What is he going to say, 20?
What else am I going to argue with, 20? I'm going to go down to 20? You going to put me on the spot? Or are you just mad because you ain't in the movie? It's going to make $9 million. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, can we talk to you about that, Kevin? About the call that never came for Jay for this sequel here?
Okay, first of all, you know they killed Jay by accident for no reason at all. Hey, in this movie, for no reason at all, I'm in the screening, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm in the screening, and this is the first time I see it. First time I see the movie, I'm like, J. Anthony Brown. Oh my God, they killed him? But Jay, they kill you so fast. The movie just starts. The movie just starts, Jay.
You get killed in a movie that you ain't not even in?
Tom, it's so unbelievable how creatively they killed Jay.
They
didn't even have to. Like, Jay's character didn't have to be dead. He could have showed up anywhere.
You saw it, Sim. Is he kidding or is that the truth?
No, it is the absolute
truth.
It's a thing of beauty.
Tom, I wouldn't lie. Tom, it's so fast.
I killed my man. Brilliant.
Listen.
Man, when I saw your boy when we were at the cruise. What's his name? Oh, my God. I can't think of it.
Packer? Will Packer?
Yeah.
Tim Story.
When you start taping, he went, whenever a producer goes or director goes, let me talk to you.
Kevin Hart this morning, co-hosted on the TKMS.